really fob Egyptian get with like some wild sex crazed like dominatrix freak. Like, yeah. Has no idea because she's like behind closed doors. Like, it's like an arranged marriage. Yeah. Like, he thinks like she's this good little Coptic girl. Yeah. But then on their wedding,
the first day, she just like takes it up. She has a whip. She's like, get naked.
Like,
now? Mean?
Yeah. So he loses his virginity.
Can you imagine the power struggle that would ensue? Yeah. Like, this man has been taught for like 30 years that he's like the dominant person in this culture. And all of a sudden, he's like, take your pants off. Like, damn, what?
He's suddenly all shaken, drinking his shay the next morning. He's wearing sunglasses, shaking to put the charcoals on the hookah on.
He's like, why don't you just talk me through what happened? I was like, actually, I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah. Hey, someone became a man last night. Shut up, I don't want to talk about it.
I don't
want to
hear it.
Yeah. Cops show up, sir. Is there any safe place you can go? Do you want to file a police report?
God damn. He would be abused. That poor man.
Let's give him a name, say Fetty.
On that note, welcome back to Thoughts of the High Life Season 2, Lamentations of Social Distance.
Can you guys guess the hidden meaning behind Lamentations of Social Distance?
I already explained it like 3 episodes ago. This is how you know you're
okay, well,
really
if
off
you,
your shit.
Like, well, if you're just...
I've already explained LSD to them. Yes.
Oh, we're explaining the entire history of LSD?
If you have a history, I'm curious to listen.
Well,
now that you asked.
Now that you've asked, fireplace comes on.
Right. It's like, I didn't even know we had a fucking fireplace.
Well, actually.
Right. Martha. Martha, bring my robe.
It was actually started by a man trying to come up with allergy medication.
Who?
No, this like chemist was trying to come up with an allergy medication.
Dude, I thought LSD was started as a mind control thing with the CIA.
No, it became that. But first, it started off with someone trying to come up with like a cure to allergies. So he takes this chemical compound that is totally made by accident.
Yeah.
And goes on a bike ride through his like French town. Yeah. And goes on the most epic
I imagine
ride
so
ever.
Because low key, the French, I don't like Paris, but the French countryside is gorgeous.
Yeah, and imagine being on acid for the first time ever. Like, you just discovered
right,
acid.
Right, you literally just discovered acid. What
and you have no idea what's happening.
Yeah.
Like, you legit have no clue why you're feeling this way.
Right.
Why you're suddenly hallucinating. Why suddenly Satan is coming for your soul.
Right.
You have no clue.
Yeah. It's like, is this just normally happens?
Yeah. Right. But now you will reorganize this entire Patrick. And then after that.
Oh my god, yes. I love this episode. This has one of my favorite lines. Where it's like the Patrick tears the family apart. He's like, you know what keeps it good together?
Can you tell me why there's hamburger hunger in my cabin?
And he's like, a well-organized pantry or whatever, like the social fluid or dynamic or whatever. Like, I'm just like, oh my goodness.
I would love to be a vampire.
I would fucking hate to be a vampire.
Really? Well, you
dude,
can't come out
like
during
this
the day, so you say goodbye to the beach.
Yeah.
You'd only be able to, like...
I'm not gonna lie to you. Like, maybe being a girl. Girls love being bit or whatever, but I can't imagine drawing blood and sucking on it.
Okay, they say that,
yeah,
and
exactly
then, like,
they're
ow.
Like, ooh, bite me, and then they're like, ow, get the fuck off me.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Fucking asshole.
Yeah.
Is that gonna leave a mark?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I feel like this is gonna leave a scar.
Yeah. This totally kills the mood immediately. Yeah.
And I think we're out of Neosporin, so you better run.
Yeah.
You better run to CVS before this scar's up, or so help me God.
God damn it.
Imagine like a girl saying, ooh yeah, I like it rough. And you get rough with her, ow!
That's literally like 90% of them. That's literally, choke me.
Okay, not that hard.
Yeah,
like, okay, smack my ass. Okay, too hard, stop.
Yeah.
Ow, seriously, stop. Okay, can you put some aloe vera on that for me now?
Oh god.
That's a message to all you ladies out there.
What?
Don't talk about it, be about it.
Oh, okay. I was like, what?
Yeah. So if you're going to be like this little, like, you want this gentle, delicate flower, then say that. But if you want rough sex, then don't be afraid of the consequences. That's all I'm saying.
That sounded very... Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Don't be afraid of the consequences. Holy fuck. They're not supposed to be consequences.
Yes. You just drive in and feel the cheese, baby.
Yeah. Apparently my son is just passing around money.
Where is this money? What? Where is he getting money from?
I don't know. He took it out of his piggy bank. He's just passing it around.
Is your son secretly a millionaire?
I don't get it either. I'm just like, why am I paying child support?
He needs your will. Yeah,
exactly. He's like, I'm going to cut you out of my will, Dad.
Please. Like, yeah. Okay, then you can get help with all your credit cards by yourself.
Exactly.
How does that sound, Dad?
No, but honestly, that's one thing that I've, like, I'm going to start doing, like, once I actually get, like, a mortgage or whatever, I'm going to put his name on it. So by the time he's, like, 20 and whatever, he's have, like, so much credit built up already. Like, he'll have a perfect credit score, and it won't hinder him or whatever, you know what I mean?
Here's what you do.
Oh, God.
I'll tell you what you're going to
do. Yeah. I'll tell you what you're going to do.
Yeah. I'll tell you what you're going to do.
Oh, God.
You're going to take $250 a month, and you're going to put it into the S&P 500. Over the course of 25 years, that's going to be 1.9. Well, it's probably going to be $800,000.
No, you know what I'm going to start doing, actually? Like, for real, for real.
Especially since we're Egyptian. What's it called?
No, especially since we're Egyptian citizens, dude. Like, Egyptian banks give
you 15%. I'm not a Egyptian citizen. I have to live in Egypt for 10 years before I...
Why, you weren't born there?
No, I was born there, but I never... I'm an automatic citizen? Goodbye, America!
That's how the fuck it works, you idiot. Like, what?
All right. I mean,
dude, my friend is technically a citizen of Nicaragua, even though his parents are Korean. Because
so I could have
his
left.
Parents were on duty, like, in Nicaragua.
So I could
when he was born. So he's literally like a Nicaraguan citizen, and he's Korean. He doesn't speak a word of Spanish. Yeah,
like, so I could have fled this country for the past 4 years.
What the hell are you fleeing from? You're gonna flee to Egypt? Where there's more? You're gonna flee towards the persecution and murder?
We finally have too many prisoners, Trump and Sisi.
Yeah.
Actual quote from Egyptians.
God damn it. So fucking ignorant. It's beautiful.
Well, that's the way Egyptians think. It was that show Rami, actually, that pointed it out. They have this character. If you guys have never seen this show, Rami, I highly advise you guys to watch it. Because if you want a glimpse into Egyptian culture, that's it right there.
Pretty much.
But he has this, like, he goes to Egypt, and then he's talking to, like, his old uncles, and then they're like, well, America now has two men presidents. We have Trump and Sisi. Yes.
That has nothing to do with it.
And then the younger generation is just looking at him like, what the fuck are you talking about?
What are you saying?
What are you saying? And then he has his uncle, which is every Egyptian uncle ever. He's like, they don't want men like me. They want pussy men. It would have been better if you were transsexual. But they want men like you. Yeah. Soft hands.
Yeah. Yeah, they're very... I mean,
but the crazy thing is, the thing I love about that show is they destroyed the Egyptian toxic masculinity, which I like about that show. Because what they did, that same Uncle Nassim, this hardline conservative, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen the show, I'm going to spoil it a little bit, he actually ends up being homosexual, and that's why he's putting on this really strong, manly front.
Right.
And if you've never seen two uncles make out before, it is a sight, my friend. Two old hairy men with beards going at it.
Oh, interesting.
Well, I mean, life is short. Live it how you want. Like,
okay, well, not, man.
If you like men, be with men. It's totally up to you. Don't let society dictate who you should love and who you should be happy with. Right? That's the thing I hate about Egyptians is that they're so closed-minded about these issues, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, dude, take a tab of acid and relax, bro.
That would be great.
Like, imagine taking acid with an abuna.
That would be terrible.
That would be amazing. Going to confession? Hey, bro. I mean, Sandman.
Hey,
Sandman. Here's the tab. Let's talk about your confession, eh? Give me 20 minutes to kick in.
Damn it, I gotta put in my hours for work.
Too big. Don't panic, Jimmy. Stop panicking. Stop panicking. Tell my story. Tell my story. Tell the people my story.
Oh, man.
I want to talk to you guys about something very serious today.
Oh, shit. What are we talking about today?
I want to talk to you about homeless people.
Okay. What about
It's just so freeing to be homeless.
Oh, fuck me. Not this again.
I'm sorry. Oh. They got it right, okay?
No, they really don't.
They don't have to pay bills. Zero responsibility.
Yeah, they don't have to pay bills because there's no water that they're using to shower. Oh. There is nothing they're doing. Like they don't have bills because they're not using any utilities.
Plethora of drugs everywhere.
Where?
Copious amounts of.
You think people are just giving homeless people drugs?
I think so. Yes.
I do not think so.
Well, you work for the federal government. You tell me. Yeah. Are they?
Yeah. This is somehow turns into interrogation.
Yeah. You were on the phone for a long time, Mr. Sandman, which is a very convenient name, though, isn't it?
What?
Yeah.
How is it convenient?
I feel like you're undercover.
Undercover? Of the census, yeah. I need to count. I need to make sure everybody's actually counted for you.
Yeah. Fuck off.
Yeah. I'm undercover with the Census Bureau.
You're chasing people down. How many's in your family? Yeah.
I see the extra person. I see him. You did a counter.
What age group do they fall in?
Sir, what is your religious background?
Yeah. You guys should just walk around like acting like some sort of law enforcement agency. Yeah. Census Bureau. We need to inspect the premises. You.
I'll take this. Just grab somebody's coffee out of their hand. I'll take this.
You don't have any rights. We're the Census Bureau. Yeah.
I am your rights, bitch. Yeah. Somebody comes by. Oh, good morning, sir. How are you doing?
You watch too many movies.
Can you imagine as your supervisor walks by, you just like turn into the nicest guy. Oh, good morning, James. How are you doing? Like,
welcome, boys.
Yeah. You can leave there. All right, you little piece of shit.
Tell me how many are you. Yeah. Tell me what age bracket you fall in. Yeah. What's your income level, you son of a bitch?
Oh, hey, Martha. How you doing? How's Susie?
Oh, man, that's a really good skit idea.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like interrogations for the census.
Yeah. All right, have a nice day. Yeah. I think it's lying. Yeah. But it's income level. Check his
No, they don't even do any of that. All they really search for is how many people are living there. And that's really it.
Oh, okay.
Have you actually been on the census website?
I see.
Why don't we just go on the
census? You'd like that, wouldn't you? You'd like me to go on the census website.
You would like me to get counted, wouldn't you?
Yeah. I don't even have a social security, motherfucker.
Oh, my God. Oh, shit. The way he described his mom.
Oh dear. Yes. Yeah.
He's a very troubled boy.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Oh, fuck me.
So, also, I found potential co-hosts for our show.
Co-hosts?
Well, they said they wanted to, like, be on our show.
Interesting. Guest people, yes.
Yeah, I was thinking we could have them on as guests.
Interesting.
Would you, the fans, appreciate that? Would that be something you guys...
Hit us in the comments.
Would you guys be interested in something like that? Like, is that how you guys roll?
Are you expecting an answer now? That's why I said in the comments. Like, they're not going to answer you now. Or Jimmy.
Is that how you guys roll? We should probably come up with a safety word for them, you know? You know, if things get a little too hot for you guys, you let us know.
Right. Oh my God.
Dude, I really want to start like.
What?
I want to start doing open mic nights, actually. I have a lot of material that I need to get off my chest.
There's not going to be open mic for a while.
No, the restaurants are open now, as long as it's outdoors.
But are they having open mic nights?
They're having an outdoor open mic night. When? Well, it's on Wednesday, so, and I work 1 to 9 on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
It's in a park. If we get the right packaging, we can just FedEx him something. For those of you interested, I'll be doing Shakespeare at the park.
I'll be King Lear.
King Lear, of course. No, but they're doing an open mic night in a park. I forgot which park or where. Oh, it was in the Puente Hills.
Seems interesting.
Yeah, but I'm totally down to do open mic.
I'd be down.
Yeah.
They're fun.
So I've been like convincing the homeless kids at work that I worked for the CIA, and they're all buying it, by the way.
Oh, God, why?
Huh?
Why?
Well, I sketched them out because I'm older than them and I have a wealth of knowledge. And they're like, well, you do know a lot. And
it's on pretty, what?
And it's like pretty weird, like how much you know. Like, you know too much. It's almost creepy. Because like, I literally, every situation, I have a solution. And I just, I find a solution to every problem. And then I have like a phone number ready for them to call for every single solution. Like, and that's the perk of working for 2-1-1. But then they're like, well, how do you know so much? Like, you know way too much.
Right.
Who's asking? And then I was like, well, you know, I did a few years with the CIA, but you know, that's a different story for a different time.
Right.
And then I sort of implied that I was the one who assassinated Fidel Castro.
It was like the kids have no idea the sense of time.
Yeah, they really don't. They have no sense of time at all.
They go, really? Castro? Even though I don't think Fidel Castro is even fucking... No, he did die, definitely.
Yeah, they don't know who Fidel Castro is, bro. Dude, it's amazing what these kids don't know.
Well, to be fair, I mean, why would they be taught Fidel Castro? I mean, I guess, yeah.
No, but I mean, there's a lot of things they don't know. They don't even watch the news. Like, they have no idea what's going on now. Yeah, like, they legit are so clueless about everything. Mr. Census Bureau?
That's pretty much what we were doing.
Is that what was in training?
Yeah, we roll around in tanks through the middle of Manhattan.
How many illegal people you got working for you?
There's going to be that one asshole out there that finds something offensive with everything we say. By the way, I know you reported us on Instagram. I'm on to you.
Who are you on to?
The establishment.
The establishment?
I kind of have a sneaking suspicion it was an inside job. Sandman.
Why would I do that?
It's a convenient name now, isn't it?
Yeah. How is it convenient?
Call yourself the Sandman just to throw me off? Make you think you're on my side?
Okay. What is the good news?
Well, I was going to tell you after we were done recording, but I guess we can edit it out. The wage garnishment came in today.
Oh, yeah?
So she's gonna go take it to him. She's going to hand deliver it to him.
Nice.
Yeah, she's going to take it to his job.
Yeah.
Yeah, we only gave her $200, and she's going to fuck him up. She's gonna go break his knees right now. Where's my money, huh?
Yeah, where's my
fucking money? Yeah, she said she just got it back today. She's gonna go to his job and deliver it. She said she's gonna probably deliver it on Monday. She said her.
Are you sure?
I'm sure she'll take the sheriff.
Well, she doesn't need to take the sheriff. She's walking into a school. What is she expecting is going to happen? She's not meeting him personally.
Yeah,
she's going to, what's going on at this payroll? Why does she need a sheriff? What's happening?
She's like, here. She's
going to
say, what's going on?
Turns into a mass shootout. Pop, 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 pop.
Why don't you bring a gun?
Where's my money? And then And then my dad texts, is like, why was there a shootout at my job? Why did you just come to me? Like, four people died.
This is what happens.
We have no payroll department. So even if you wanted your money, you can't get it. We have no payroll.
Oh, man.
How are we going to process it now? We'll send her on. We'll send her to him again. We'll send her right back there.
Dude, she sounds awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. No,
I think he has to be notified, right? There's a wage garnishment.
Oh, no.
I'll
just take it, yeah.
Oh, they just take it?
Yeah. No, that's why even if you complain, that's why they take the sheriff.
Even if you complain, they take more.
Not take more. You take the sheriff, so the sheriff, like, puts it on. The garnishment was, like, put on. That.
That's going to be, it's going to be quite a surprise.
Lawyer with Batman, Abby.
Well, I didn't know you had a law degree.
And the whole offense meant be on. You know what? In rugged land, it's cheap without names. So that's the big rule. I don't know if I'm that.
If all these years I find out you're a Harvard graduate law student.
I'm like, yes.
No, yeah. That's why it's a garnishment. Garnishment means you don't pay it. It's just taken from you.
For those of you who don't know, my mom spent many years as a practicing attorney. Harvard Judicial Review.
Law degree.
Yeah. Yeah, I already told her about that too.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, she said, let me know when she's ready.
That's what she said. This lady loves me.
She just said, let me know when she's ready. Let's do it.
Yeah.
I was ready to throw down.
I want to go on a ride along with this chick.
With this lady.
Yeah, I want to see her go collect. What? Oh, the wills? No, I haven't talked to her about the will yet. No, I haven't talked to her about that. What they got in time? What? This trust.
No.
A living will in trust.
No, it would be so I will have been like
that. It is a true, yeah, they're two different things.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're gonna go prime law lecture here.
It's the last very well.
Yeah. Knows what she's talking about. Well, a trust is like you can set it aside, they can be alive or dead, it doesn't matter. And a trust is it's set aside for a certain amount or time. So it can be a trust till David is 40 or whatever, and then he gets it, whether he's alive or not. A will is usually when somebody's dead. And it's that's a will. A trust is something different.
I think that, yeah. That's
yeah. So, yeah. I cannot, no. I'm not a licensed attorney. I wish. Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, for 200, she's doing a lot. She's doing great.
Yeah.
It's like the best person ever.
She sent me. Well, I mean, that explains her Yelp picture. Her picture on Yelp is her holding a baseball bat. So, like, yeah, so that explains a lot.
I still have the deed and everything. Yeah.
You could pass it along to Jimmy and the Sandman Enterprises Corporation Incorporated. LLC.
Incorporated. Look at that many business, but you have to have like a business.
My mom is a very savvy businesswoman.
License, yeah, maybe?
Yeah, you need like a business license.
What is this license?
No, business license.
Yeah, I know. She's just looking at you like, license.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We just do it.
It depends on the type of business. You just need a business license mostly, just to do business, yeah. Because incorporated means it's a business. But that's what he wants to use. Wants to like open like a business. You can. I mean, there's different types of licenses. Yeah.
No, I mean,
well, we're gonna start a taco truck, aren't we?
Huh?
We're gonna open a food truck.
Oh,
boy.
Yeah.
Can I work with that?
Why not, man?
We'll be a silent partner on Jimmy and the Sandman Enterprises. Incorporated. That's copyrighted. That's trademark, by the way.
Yeah, Enterprises Incorporated.
Just long and obnoxious.
We're kind of both.
And then we're gonna make Haoshi too and baklava.
Yeah, Haoshi, not my booze.
We're gonna make it for the millionth time. It's gonna be, there's an oven on the food truck.
You have to make it fresh every day. We would make it fresh every day.
There's an oven on there.
Like it's in the business.
Well, as soon as I get a generous loan from my mother for $20,000.
We will see.
That's right. I asked her right on the air.
You gotta know right on the air.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm a self-made man. I don't need my mom.
What's that? Did you say that?
Never done. And listen to the
audio. The
oh, this is census. Yeah, this has been since like March. They put it on hold since March. Well, maybe to the right to finally get us going. No, lad. يعني هم يا بيعدوا كل 10 سنين the census ف I'm doing like data analysis بناخذ it's part of the government الحكومة يا
ممكن عندي
the census no you get the you can do COVID tracing because there was a lot of COVID tracing but the census they've been done since like March that's why I've been hired since March but they haven't had anything since yeah. They haven't done anything since I just started training, yeah.
Oh
in August. Yeah.
I know I asked him and my dad was here.
Yeah.
No, I mean for the census is every 10 years. For Kulasha seen the amino census. Because it's just counting. It's so they're counting away.
He doesn't need a job. He's a partner in Jimmy and the Sandman Enterprises Incorporated. That's trademark, by the way.
Enterprises Incorporated.
Enterprises Incorporated.
Incorporated LLC. Enterprises Incorporated LLC.
We'll take the Arnabit. Thank you very much. Why? I can make it. I've been cooking at work all week.
Have you been Arnabit?
I know how to make Arnabit. Don't tell me how to make Arnabit. Okay, you can make it.
Jesus.
You don't have
she
to.
She called your bluff so hard. Yeah, okay, well, you know what? You go ahead.
No.
I'm really I have it.
Okay.
I have it.
Okay. You don't have to make us anything. We could go out to eat. We are.
Yeah, have you been outside?
There's plenty of things out there for him to eat.
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
We can go to Taco Bell.
Dude, we get sick of Taco Bell pretty quickly.
I haven't been on Taco Bell. You know why? Because I don't fast. That's exactly why I don't fast.
That's the trick, yeah.
Well, I'm not going to lie. I do fast when I'm not eating. So, I am technically fasting when I'm not eating. And is that why we're just doing acid and going crazy in front of you? Because we didn't fast? Yay!